Since the start of the pandemic, 15,048 COVID-19 cases have been diagnosed in Ventura County. For Josh DiMartino of Oxnard, that's more than a number. The 17-year-old is one of those who's tested positive for the virus.
I have a really bad headache, but that was I didn't really think anything of it because I had previously gotten tested the Saturday before and I had a headache on Sunday, and then I got my test results back on Monday.
The Oxnard High School student and her parents have been getting tested regularly. They socially distance and wear masks. The positive test stunned the teen.
I was sitting in my kitchen dining room table and I went into shock. I was wet because I've gone tested so many times and I've always seen a negative. And so for me to see a positive, my heart dropped. And so immediately I was, "Dad, get away from me. You guys need to get away from me. Mom, I tested positive." Right away, started calling all my friends, telling them that they need to go get tested. And then I got tested again to make sure. Immediately I just went in my room and quarantined.
One of her friends she saw regularly tested positive for the virus, but everyone else was negative. The teen has since recovered and is now out of quarantine. DiMartino says it could have been much worse.
It was a big deal only because it could have been really bad. I was just insanely lucky and I wasn't really feeling that bad. But if, let's say, I was with my dad or my mom a little bit longer, then they could have gotten it really bad and that would have been really sad.
DiMartino says she knows the pandemic has been tough on everyone, but feels it's been especially difficult for teens. Having to do remote learning and not having regular social interaction with friends has been depressing for many. And she thinks many teens and young adults have interpreted reopenings as a sign that things are safe enough they can let down their guard on safety.
We've grown up in a setting that we're supposed to socialize. We're supposed to be with people and have all these connections. When the coronavirus happened, that kind of got cut off from us, and people were depressed about it. And so I think now that people have gotten a little more comfortable with the situation, people aren't taking it as seriously. Maybe they will see that one friend they haven't seen in a while, or maybe they will go out to this one kickback hangout or something. If you open the malls and if you open these things, obviously people are going to think, "Oh, well, they're open. That means it's safe."
The teen says Halloween was a prime example. She says despite warnings about throwing and attending parties, some did it anyway.
Halloween, for example, there were definitely Halloween parties going on around here. People went. People are "Well, it's a holiday, but at the same time, we're still in the pandemic." So it's hard.
DiMartino is working on a unique project to help fellow teens cope with the pandemic. It's a Facebook page where kids can talk about how they're feeling.
It started off with me complaining to my mom about how sad I was that I was in quarantine. And she was initially I bet a lot of people are sad that are also your age. It sucks. It's a sad time. People are missing out on a lot of opportunities. Everyone has missed out on something, and that's just the common denominator.
The 17-year-old talks about the end result.
So it's Quaran, so Quaran, and then it's a hyphen, and then TEEN, teen.
And what kind of response have you gotten?
I've gotten a pretty good response. I've gotten the kids on there also telling people's experience, their experience of what they've gone through personally during quarantine and how it's affected them mentally, socially, just in general. And then also the mayor of Oxnard has been posting quarantine-related things on it, which is pretty cool.
DiMartino says she's hoping her Facebook effort is giving some teens a way to get a taste of the social interaction they've been missing due to the coronavirus crisis. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.